The text for today's sermon is based on the last two verses of the epistle, Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. These are the words of the text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you a planner? Are you a person who likes structure in life? Do you prefer routine instead of chaos? Calm normalcy instead of noisy disorder? What happens when plans go astray? What happens when the structure and routine go away? What happens when financial setbacks or sickness or a broken relationship interrupts the plan, the structure, the routine? You talk to a trusted friend, an advisor, a pastor. They listen, they empathize, they care. They tell you that they will pray for you. They really do. They encourage you to do likewise. Pray about it, they say. Therein is the problem. You find yourself in such a low place, such despair, such a dead end. You just don't know how to pray. Where do I begin, Lord? How do I approach you with this mess, you ask? Have you ever been at a loss for the words to pray to Almighty God? Join the human race. The last two verses of today's epistle from St. Paul's letter to the Roman Christians are a jewel that is often overlooked. They are words that bring us comfort and strength in our weakness. The subject of these words is God, the Holy Spirit. The third person of the Most Holy Trinity. We confess our belief in him in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life. I like to think of the Holy Spirit as the silent partner of the Godhead, the one often overlooked, but ever present, constantly working to accomplish the good and gracious will of God in our lives and in the lives of the saints. Keep in mind, this same Holy Spirit was present at creation, Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, as he hovered over the waters. He participated in the creation of Adam, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, as he breathed into Adam the breath of life. In John chapter 14, Jesus promised to send this same Holy Spirit who would be our divine helper and advocate. This is what St. Paul is referring to in the epistle. when we are so perplexed that we have no idea how to pray or even what to pray for, God the Holy Ghost seamlessly serves as our advocate, our divine lawyer, as it were, before the throne of the Father, offering prayer and intercession on our behalf. Like little babies, we are too weak, too helpless to solve our problems. The same Holy Spirit who hovered over the waters at creation, who breathed life into the dust of Adam, who gives life to all that lives, this Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf before the Father in heaven. There is no start switch, no mechanism that you must activate to make this happen. It is seamless, automatic, spontaneous on the part of God the Holy Ghost. It is His divine will to assist us, to support us, to sustain us through every need unto eternal life with the angels, archangels, and all the saints in heaven. That is why St. Paul said, "We consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." The world, not knowing the most blessed Holy Trinity, speaks of karma, luck. What goes around comes around, and so forth. No matter what gods they serve or philosophies they believe in, the world fails to understand that there is something very unique about the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That unique quality, three persons in one divine essence, is above all else the God of loving relationship. Each person in the Godhead is in loving relationship with the other. They do not compete with one another or fight one another. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are in conversation, holy conversation with one another. At creation, we hear them say, "Let us make man," Genesis 1:26, words of loving relationship. At Jesus' baptism, God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son," Matthew 3:17. Words of loving relationship. At the transfiguration of our Lord, the Father repeated these very same words, Matthew 17:5. On the cross at Calvary, our dying Lord spoke to his Father with haunting words, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Matthew 27:46, words of deepest relationship. But what does all this have to do with our struggles when plans fall apart? How does it help us when we don't even know how to pray? As we rely upon God the Holy Spirit to pray to the Father on our behalf, we learn to make some adjustments. For example, perhaps we should use a pencil when making plans instead of an ink pen. Perhaps the delete button on our devices can be used a bit more often, confident that the Holy Spirit will lead us in a better direction. Perhaps we will learn to follow the words of Psalm 46, verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." If God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to die in sacrifice for our sins, would not that same love extend unto us in all our sorrows? As it is written in Lamentations chapter 3, "His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." The holy conversation within the most blessed Holy Trinity continues to this day. In love, God the Holy Spirit takes our petitions, our needs, our worries to the throne of the Father. Like a lawyer, an advocate, a counselor in a courthouse, the Holy Ghost represents us in the name of the same Jesus who bore our sins on Calvary. The Holy Spirit intercedes for us in divine conversation in ways we never can. He includes our needs in that holy conversation, the loving relationship we have with the triune God continues forevermore. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.